Hi, it's Mike. It's McColgan on Audio Boots. Almost 4:15 PM and it's almost dark already. Goodness grief. Just my second adventure up the town today. Just heading back home through the parks once again. And so I thought I would pluck one of the topics that was... It wasn't raised. It was just part of the conversation between Nick Holloway Vox and Adrian Mix at Turbo Street when they met up, and that was the religious side of things. Adrian's Church of England. I'm not sure if Nick. No, Nick was. Maybe wrong here. I think Nick was Roman Catholic. Yes, he was, because he was raised by the nuns and the monks and the wolves. As far as I can remember, apologies, Nick, if I've got that wrong. I'm sure you have. But anyway, part of the conversation was the fact that they both no longer attend church. Even, well, I'm not so sure about Rick, but I know Adrian mentioned that even at Christmas or Easter, he doesn't attend. And yet, he was an altar server in his church when he was a young lad. But he was talking about the fact that what caused him to drift away from his religion, his faith, as it were, or at least from the church in a physical sense, if not the spiritual. I guess he's still got the inner being. That's a Christian. I may be wrong, but was the usual thing, you know, those people that. Stand proud and are seen to be leaders of the church or great Christians, and then as soon as they get the opportunity, they slander and gossip. And they're the same kind of people, because I've great experience of that. They're the same kind of people who not only do so much in a verbal sense, but also in a physical sense. We've come across so many over the years that block ideas, they go worse than that and try to destroy ideas for the community. We've been through so much, and I won't go into that, but what Adrian was saying was correct. And it's a sad reflection on the modern world. Just because you're born into a Christian family, raised as a Christian, doesn't mean to say that that Christian family you were reared in was a very good one. In fact, a lot of people were reared over the years in Christian families that were Christian only by their heritage and not by their actual belief. Because at the end of the day, saying that you are a Christian is not the same as acting as a Christian. In fact, if you want someone to believe that Christianity, or any faith for that matter, is something good, something to behold to, something to maybe even think or contemplate joining or becoming part of, that is by a person's actions. It's not by what they claim to be. We can all walk about with crucifixes around our neck, or rosary beads in our hands, or prayer beads if you're another religion. We can all do that, but it's how people perceive you in life. Many an agnostic or atheist out there probably looked upon as being a wonderful, wonderful person simply because of their actions in life, not because of their beliefs or not. So getting back to what Nick and Adrian were talking about, it's the fact that there are so many people who are destroying the faiths, the beliefs. So many, not just in the ordinary person in the church or in a faith, but also those that lead. I mean, we've had enough in our plates recently with priests and other clergy being involved in all kinds of naughty things. Not just that, but also criminal activities money laundering or doing all kinds of things. And we, to be honest, have a priest who has destroyed the whole community here in this town, destroyed it completely. He must have been set out on a mission. But as I said, I won't go into that. But it's not just the lay members that have to be seen to be proper living Christians or whatever, but those that are leading from higher up have to be seen that. And God knows that the Catholic Church has had a real bashing not so far away, or I should say fairly recently, by our own very own cardinal in this diocese, who we looked up to, who I met, who I've spoken to. I've even had him take my photograph. Yeah, my photograph, not his. What a great character. And then this comes out. So people, what I'm trying to say is that people become so disillusioned in the church, and they say, what am I coming here for? What is it for me? Ministers, priests that are not acting appropriately. Sermons that literally bore, and how are you expected to keep the children, keep the youth in a church or a belief or a faith if all they want to do is run away when the sermon comes? In fact, most of them want to run away before the sermon comes. In fact, most of them don't really want to go to any services. Mostly go through obligation by their parents or family. I've seen it all too often, the first opportunity. I remember in particular, excuse me for raising my voice so quickly, I remember in particular one modernistic mother saying to her two teenage daughters, look, if you really don't want to go, it's up to you. If you really don't want to go to Mass, then fine, it's okay by me. I won't push you, I won't shove you, I won't fall out with you. In the hope that they would say, well, that's fine, we'll come along anyway. And she no sooner had the words out of her mouth than they say, fine, we won't be there on Sunday then. Because I haven't been wanting to go since we were kids. So it's all about the package. And the package comes from the family, parents, relatives, lay people, ministers, the hierarchy. There's so much that has to be correct in that package for not only to maintain membership. I use membership in a kind of crude manner. I mean parishioners, if you like, believers, lovers of the faith, to continually come and keep believing and keep wanting to come to that church, to that mission, to wherever it is, and let alone to keep youngsters coming, or to even invite youngsters to come along and keep them through their growing years into adulthood. And it's not working. It's absolutely not working. Maybe it's because we are such a secular, materialistic, modern age that youngsters, and by youngsters I don't just mean teenagers, I mean those in their 20s and 30s, who would much rather sit down with their laptop or their Xbox or PlayStation for that hour or so that they're being asked to give up for an hour with God. Can you fault them? No, you can't. Because people are what they are. I believe because I believe, and if I was the opposite, I don't believe because I don't believe. Well, I still believe, but I'm not much interested in it. Is God going to punish me for not going to Mass? Well, according to the Bible, our Bible at least, yes. But he's not going to punish you. That's all black and white print in a book. He wouldn't be a very loving God if he punished anybody for not turning up to Mass or church. But what he might punish them for, and of course I'm speaking from a Christian belief, he might punish you for being a terrible person in life, though. And you may be a churchgoer to boot, which would make it even worse. But in my belief, he's not going to punish anybody. But that doesn't solve the problem of what Rick and Aidan were talking about, discussing, that churches all over the world, in general, especially Christian churches, are losing numbers like floodgates. And it's terrible, but that's the way it's going, and I don't see anything in this, in the current age, that's going to change anything. I even commented to my wife recently that the Mass in itself, for me, has become boring. Not so much the sermons, some sermons can be very good, depending on the priest, but the Mass in itself has become boring to me. I want it to change, I want it to become more vibrant, I want it to be, have the parishioners more active, not just sing boring, same boring old hymns at a dirge rate, but I look towards the gospel side of things there, as in the black gospel of America, etc., where people are actually not afraid to actively, I don't mean we'll go out and clap our hands and sing Hallelujah, Praise the Lord at every turn, no, but I mean, it's just, for me, it's just so boring now. I want it to change, I want it to become more active and involve the people more, instead of turn up and do your hour and walk away home. And at the end of the day, most of us commit the same sins from one week to the next. Aren't we? We're human. So, maybe a wee bit long-winded, but I think it was a topic that I hooked on right away, so I felt I wanted to say something about it. And I still maintain that it's gone. We're losing it. We're losing belief and faith. What is a new God? I don't know. I think for me, a new God would be sharing the wilds of the land in peace and tranquility, and the sound of the sea, the lapping of the waves, and a crucifix round my neck. That would be me. I'd be happy with that. I'm sure God would too. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.